right, well, welcome again. Okay, we're in the Old Testament in the 10 o'clock hour. We're in 2 Kings, chapter 2. 2 Kings, chapter 2. There are only two people in Scripture that were taken up without experiencing death. We have recorded Enoch before the flood, and then here in Elijah. We're going to be talking about Elijah being taken up without experiencing death. He's taken right into heaven. Of course, Elijah's coming back. We know that from Malachi chapter 4. That he's going to be one of the witnesses in Revelation. It says that he's going to come back before that great and terrible day of the Lord, when the Lord comes back. So Elijah's going to be taken up, but Elisha, his disciple, if you will, isn't happy about it. You know, there always comes a time where there's a parting, right? There always comes a time where there's something that we have to deal with is different than before, and we see this with the Elijah type of thing. So we pick it up here in 2 Kings chapter 2, in which tells us the story and says, "And it came to pass when the Lord was about to take Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. Then Elijah and Elisha's said to Elisha, 'Stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me on to Bethel.' But Elisha says, 'The Lord lives, and as your soul lives, I will not leave you.' So they went on to Bethel. Now the sons of the prophets who were at Bethel came to Elisha and said to him, 'Do you know the Lord will take your master from you today?' And he says, 'Yes, I know. Keep silent.' And then Elijah said to him, 'Elisha, stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho.' And he said, 'As the Lord lives, and as your soul lives, I will not leave you.' So they came to Jericho. And the sons of the prophets who were at Jericho came to Elisha and said to him, 'Do you know that the Lord will take away your master from you today?' And he answered and said, 'Yes, I know. Keep silent.' And Elijah said to him, 'Now stay here, please, for the Lord has sent me on to the Jordan.' But he said, 'As the Lord lives, and as your soul lives, I will not leave you.' So the two men went on. And the 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood facing them at a distance, while the two of them stood by the Jordan. Now Elijah took his mantle and rolled it up and struck the water. It was divided this way and that, so that the two of them crossed over on dry ground. And when they had crossed over, Elijah said to Elisha, 'Ask, what may I do for you before I am taken from you?' And Elisha said, 'Please let a double portion of your spirit be upon me.' And so he said, 'You have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be so for you, but if not, it shall not be so.' And then it happened, as they continued to talk, that suddenly a chariot of fire appeared with the horses of fire, and it separated the two of them. And Elijah went up into heaven. And then Elijah saw it, and he cried out, 'My father, my father, the chariot of Israel and its horsemen.' And so he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes, and he tore them into two pieces. And he also took up the mantle of Elijah that had fallen unto him, and went back and stood by the bank of the Jordan. And then he took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen to him, and struck the water, and said, 'Where's the Lord God of Elijah?' And when he also struck the water, it divided this way and that, and Elisha crossed over. Now when the sons of the prophets who were from Jericho saw it, They said, "The spirit of Elijah rests on Elisha." And they came to meet him and bowed the ground before him. And when they said to him, "Look now, there are 50 strong men with your servants. Please let them go and search for your master, lest perhaps the spirit of the Lord had taken him up and cast him on some mountain or maybe some valley." And he said, "You shall not go, you shall not send anyone." And when they urged him till he was ashamed, he said, "Send them." And therefore they sent 50 men, and they searched for 3 days, but did not find him. And when they came back to him, for he had stayed in Jericho, he said to them, "Did I not say to you, do not go?" And so here we have this story about Elijah's ministry is up at this point. He's going to be reserved for end times ministry. He's going to be taken up. Now, Elijah knows this, and apparently the other prophets know this. And so God tells Elijah what he's going to do. He's going to take him up in a whirlwind to heaven, which, by the way, it's a very unique way to get into heaven, isn't it? Whew. And so Elijah is not going to die. He's going to be taken up. He's going to be reserved for ministry. And we know he suffers a terrible death in Revelation when he's one of the two witnesses. That's why I believe Elijah and Enoch are those two witnesses. And so, but that's reserved for the end times. And so we find out in Malachi chapter 4, Elijah will return to earth before that great and terrible day of the Lord. And that's why they kept asking John the Baptist if he was Elijah, because the Old Testament is not clear that there's two comings of Christ. It's a coming when he came to, you know, save us of our sins, right, and died on the cross. And then he's going to be coming back during that time of the, at the end of the tribulation, where you have the Battle of Armageddon. And so we have these two comings. Now, Elijah wants to be translated to heaven privately. He doesn't want anyone around. Okay, Elijah, stay here. You know, I got business with the Lord. You just stay here. Well, Elijah wasn't going to have any of this. You know, Elijah says, "No, I'm going to stay with you." And so Elijah and all the prophets know that Elijah is going to be taken up by God, and they come tell Elijah, Elisha. And Elijah tells Elisha, "Now we're going to Bethel. Now you stay here in Bethel. The Lord says I have to go to Jericho." And when we were in Israel, we visited Jericho, and everything over there is kind of, this is the exact tree that Zacchaeus climbed up and all that. Well, that tree probably wasn't that old, but anyway, we were in Jericho, and supposedly at the Mount of, where Jesus was translated, we were over there. And so here, Elijah tells Elisha, "Stay here, I'm going on Jericho," but Elisha refuses. And twice the prophets affirm Elijah that God is going to take Elijah away, and he tells him, I know, just stay quiet. In other words, in modern lingo, we'd say, "I know, I don't want to talk about it," right? "I don't want to talk about this." You know, Elisha's very upset, you know, because he's been with Elijah all this time, and he's used to that. We see this in the New Testament with Paul and Timothy, right? There comes a point where Paul is telling Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 4, he says, "Listen, I'm going to be going now." And so what is Paul doing? He's passing the mantle on to Timothy. And it comes a point where your mentors are gone, and now it's up to you. And then you have to bring people in to mentor, right? And so you have to work with them. And so this is exactly what's happened to Elisha. So the ministry is going to pass to Elisha. And Elisha is upset that Elijah's leaving, and he's annoyed that they keep pointing it out. Say, just be quiet. I don't want to talk about it. We know whenever this parting is, it's sorrow. Even if the person who's passed away is a Christian, you're never going to see him again, right? It's still difficult, right? There's still grief there. There's still a sense of separation. There's a sense of loss. And so nothing in this life is permanent. Now, in eternal life, that's permanent. But in this life, everything is temporary. It's appointed for man once to die and then the judgment, right? Now, obviously, Elijah and Elisha would be reunited in heaven, but Elisha was still experiencing the pain of loss. Remember, Elisha didn't, at this point, have to do anything on his own because Elijah was the main guy, right? And so Elijah's basically saying, okay, ministry's passing on to you, Elisha. You're ready to take it on. It's up to you. And death and separations bring a great level of sadness. It brings a great level of loneliness and a sense of loss. And even for believers who understand that the separation is temporary, we know there's still a brokenness there in this life. Now, for unbelievers, it's totally different. An unbeliever, the loss is irrevocable. Someone that's not in Christ, the loss is complete because there are no parties in hell. There's no gathering together or socialization in the lake of fire. And so there's a sadness which goes beyond that. That's one of the great testimonies that I remember about funerals. In the same year, D.L. Moody and the famous atheist Robert Ingersoll died, and Moody's funeral was a celebration. And hundreds of thousands came out, you know, because he led so many to the Lord. But Ingersoll, it's total loss because he didn't believe in God. And because of that total loss, it was despair. It was a permanence. It's a difference, right, between a funeral of someone who's saved and someone who's not saved. And so Elijah tries to convince Elisha to stay in Jericho. Okay, I'm going to go on to the Jordan. The Lord said, go to the Jordan. But Elisha would not part from his master. He said, as the Lord lives, I'm not going to leave you. So Elijah strikes the Jordan, and the waters depart like they did for Joshua when Joshua entered the land. Remember, they stepped into, the Levites stepped into the Jordan carrying the ark, and it separated. But Elijah's going the opposite direction now. He's going across on the other side. And so Elijah and Elisha walk over on dry land. Elisha wanted to stay with Elijah until the very last possible moment. Elijah is, this is a very interesting part of the story. Elijah asks Elisha, what would you like for me to do for you, right, until I depart? What do you want? And Elijah asked something which really is incredible. He said, I want a double portion of your spirit. Well, Elijah said, that's a hard thing, because the Spirit of God really rested heavily upon Elijah, right? And he says, but I tell you what, if you see me go up, your request will be granted. And so he asked for a double portion of the Spirit, and if he received it, it'd be granted. So suddenly, fiery horses drawing a chariot separate the two men, and Elijah is taken up in a whirlwind, and Elisha cries out, oh, my father, my father. He said, the chariot of Israel and the horses of Israel. And so he cries out in anguish, and Elijah's mantle falls down to Elisha. And so there is always a passing on of God's work. It's not done till we're called home, right? And so when Paul passed on to Timothy, and Timothy passed it on to others, it's come down to us. It's our turn now, right? It's our turn. Serve the Lord. And then if it passes on to someone else, that we're to pass that on till the Lord calls us home. And so there's always this passing on. So you have mentors. Moses mentored Joshua. and Jesus the apostles, and Paul mentored Timothy, and to have this. Now the 50 prophets who went, you know, came to him, they see Elijah take this mantle and hit the water, and it separates, and he walks back over. And here the prophets say, oh, the spirit of Elijah is now on Elisha. That's kind of interesting. It says that a double portion of spirit. Well, there's 8 recorded miracles done by Elijah. There are 16 done by Elisha. And so we have twice as many miracles mentioned, you know, in the scriptures for Elisha than we do Elijah. So it sort of works out, at least mathematically, doesn't it? Now the 50 come here. Now I find this kind of a strange part of the story. The 50 prophets come to him and say, now, let us go look for Elijah. Perhaps the Lord dropped him off on a mountain or dropped him off in a valley. Now, Elijah already told him he took him up to heaven. I mean, so why do you want to look for Elijah? I mean, when God's taken him up? Oh, but he might have been dropped off. He might have been, you know, I'm not quite sure what the purpose of that would be, but he might have been dropped off somewhere. You know, okay, go, just go. So these 50 guys spent 3 days looking for Elijah, and guess what? They didn't find him. They said, didn't I tell you not to go? So they're looking all over the place, could not find him. They came back. Now, there's one more thing I want to you to note here in this scripture. Elijah was the disciple of Elijah. But Elisha is not given someone to disciple. And that's an important part. As we go through the story of Elisha, we'll see Israel won't turn, right? Israel will not repent. Israel will not come back. And so God said, that's it. Because where are we heading? We're heading towards the exile. We're heading towards that 722 BC that the northern kingdom is removed. And so Elisha's not, we're going to also find Elisha is a totally different character than Elijah. Elijah was one who, like Jeremiah, right, who wrestled with these things. And said, Elisha was just a matter of fact guy. It's the way it is. You know, there wasn't a whole lot of drama, you know, you do this, honor the Lord, you'll be blessed. If you don't do it, right, you know, you're going to be judged. That's the way it is. And we're going to see that when we get to Naaman. We're going to see that in these other stories. There's two things I want to say before we get to our discussion. Number one, transition is a part of life. It really is. You know, people say, oh, I hate change. Well, that's part of life, right? Change is part of life. Secondly, we're always to be transferring on to others the knowledge of God, right? We're always to be transferring, whether you're teaching a children's class or, you know, you're helping someone else. If you have faith, you need to share that. If you're studying the Word of God, you need to share what you're learning. And so we see this throughout the Scriptures where you're transferring the ministry on until the Lord returns. And so we have Elijah. We have Elisha. Now we're picking up the ministry of Elisha. And we won't see Elijah come back until in the future, even to us, the book of Revelation. Let's have a word of prayer and then we'll have a discussion. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege of being here. And Lord, we see this great transition between Elijah and Elisha. And Lord, it reminds us of the transitions that we have to be able to help others as well in spiritual things, Lord. Just bless our time, bless our discussion, Lord, through Jesus Christ. Amen.